Next one, please.
777, authorize the acquisition of 2.2 acres of real property at 1610 Southwest Taylor's Ferry Road for $525,000 to be used for natural area purposes and increase the capacity of the park system.
Thank you. This is in Portland Parks and Recreation. It's an exciting property that we've determined that the seller only wanted to sell it as a whole property, but still there's a house on it which may be habitable and is not needed for environmental protection. So I think this may be getting us the best of both worlds. Emily Roth from Portland Parks and Recreation will explain more.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Emily Roth, Portland Parks and Rec, Senior Planner. The property is presently owned by Eric Fry, and it is off of Taylor's Ferry Road. It will be a piece adjacent to Marshall Park, and it will allow us safe access from Taylor's Ferry to Marshall Park. It also allows us to buy property that will increase our protection of Owl Creek and the riparian area. We don't often get this opportunity. It is a joint purchase, once again, between the Bureau of Environmental Services and Parks, using Parks SDC funds and the Greater Green money from the Bureau of Environmental Services. We intend to protect a lot of the properties in the environmental zone, and so our intent is to restore the environmental zone and do a property line adjustment and sell off the house on the front for a property that would still be usable within the city of Portland. There is a outbuilding on the back that is at the edge of the conservation zone that we intend to remove, along with a lot of invasive species.
Thank you very much. And that presentation was even more efficient. Zero PowerPoint slides. I can just hold this up so that people can see it. That's essentially the property will be partitioned off at the top to keep the house next to the road. And the rest of it, as Emily said, will go to extend and access Marshall Park. So it's a particularly prime property. And I appreciate Commissioner Fish and the Bureau of Environmental Service for partnering on this one. It has multiple benefits.
And if I could just clarify, the Bureau of Environmental Services is covering 10% of the acquisition costs of the Greater Green funds. But as you pointed out, once the sale of the lot is affected, then all or a portion of that will be reimbursed on the sale proceeds.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you for sticking around. Is there any public testimony on this one?
No one signed up.
Mr. Lightning, please.
Mr. Lightning. Great. Thank you.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Now, I do like the fact that you did an appraisal on the property to determine your value. Again, I always ask the City of Portland, when you're selling the City of Portland's properties, have an updated appraisal done. It's very important for the taxpayers of this city to have an understanding you are getting fair market values for these properties. Now, issue number two, I do notice on the cottage you're looking at demolition on this. My understanding, I guess the term might be reconstruction. Are you planning on using the materials again? Because we've heard time and time again that you're against demolition. I just want to know what type of practice you're going to use on this cottage. Issue number two, I understand you will be selling the house also. Was there any estimated value on how much you will get just for the house being sold on the current market? Because you've stated that you'll also take those funds and apply that back to the cost at this point. And I guess just from my position, some of these outlining properties of these parks, is it really necessary at the end of the day to purchase these properties? We have in the parks division, you control close to 8,780 acres. You currently have tax lots of close to 1,800. As you know, the city of Portland is the largest landowner in the city. And again, I've stated my position is that I want more private investors having access to that property. And the reason why I say that is so that I don't want to lose that tax revenue that goes back into your general fund. And that's the only reason why I'm saying that. A lot of people may hear not understand my position is that we want to make sure that there's that balance created to where we're not jeopardizing our property tax revenue to pay reasonable salaries, to pay pensions. And that is my position, is just to make sure we're not acquiring too much real estate. And other than that, I don't have a problem with this overall purchase due to the fact you will be selling the house and going in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd just like to go over some of those questions. There is a question on the cottage as to whether it's a shed or a habitable dwelling. We'll certainly be looking into that more. The whereas clauses don't direct some of the things that the direction does not reflect some of the whereas clauses, so we'll be able to do that as time moves forward. Certainly the value of the house is something that we'll find out. My guess is that it might even be more valuable on a lot of a reasonable size because, as we all know, property owners are responsible for maintenance of environmental zones, and that's a lot of land that now the city will be owning and maintaining. It is a crucial piece in between some of the other properties that, if fully developed, would significantly impact the environmental resources and Tryon Creek. We're just going into it with the certainty that we are going to set partition off, which is not an easy task, so that'll take some time. But we will be keeping the home in private ownership, hoping to do. We'll go through the usual property surplus property procedure that Commissioner Fish pioneered. I suspect that there won't be any city bureaus or others that will be wanting to use it. It's in a low-density area with very poor transit service, so in terms of affordable housing, it doesn't have all that much capacity. So therefore, I think, Lightning, your point about keeping it on the tax rolls is a good one, and that is part of what we're doing. We do need to purchase it. So did you have anything else to add, Ms. Roth?
I just wanted to say that the cottage or that outbuilding in the back is in very, very poor shape. It is collapsing. It's a hazard at the site, and we will follow our demolition policy that anything that can possibly be recycled and everything else we will do, our due diligence.
Great. Thank you very much. Seeing no further discussion, it's an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, it's always great to add to our park system. Aye.
You Daly?
Aye.
Fish?
This is a good day. Just want to highlight a few things. First is the tremendous partnership between the Parks Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services, and this is yet another example. Two, as Commissioner Saltzman said, here we are adding to our inventory of natural area, protecting natural area, while also protecting riparian habitat. And three, the financing system for this is a good deal for taxpayers and ratepayers. 90% of the cost will be borne out of so-called systems development charges, which are fees that developers pay when they develop. So developers are helping to acquire this. 10% will be paid for through from the Greater Green Fund, which specifically targets these kinds of acquisitions. But even that investment will be reimbursed once the from the proceeds of the sale. So I think this is a good deal for the community, for ratepayers and taxpayers, and it's well structured. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, colleagues. I will be putting this document into my physical record, and we will email you the PDF to add to the council records. I'm really pleased for this to be coming through. It's been a challenging one to think through. Emily Roth has done yeoman's work, and I really appreciate it, and excited to be adding this other piece to the Tryon Creek linkages, as we call it, between with the headwater sites on one of the last remaining free-flowing streams in the city of Portland. Aye. Motion passes.